Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So right now we are happy to be joined in studio by the boss man, Steven Spector. And Steven Spector is always ready to sit down and talk about and argue about quarterbacks. So we like dusting this segment off maybe once or twice a year just to get a feeling of where we are. So Rob's going to hit a little bit of NFL music. And I have written down every quarterback that is under the age of 25 in the National Football League. So 25 and under.
Okay.
We are going to give our top five list. So how we're going to do it is you get one honorable mention who narrowly missed your list. We'll go with number five. We'll go around the room and we'll go until we figure out who we all think is the best quarterback in the league under the age of 25. What I love most about this is you can't ask any, well, what about?
No, this is cut and dry.
This is a pure age.
Yeah. This is cut dry. I got my list ready to go.
Rob, hit the music. All right, Steven Spector, since you are the guest, we will let you go first. Who was your honorable mention? Who just missed the top five quarterbacks, 25 and under?
My honorable mention is J.J. McCarthy. I don't think we've seen enough from him, but from the moments that I've seen, I think there's something there in Minnesota. I think he has a good coaching setup. I think he has good weapons. I think J.J. McCarthy could be something in this league. I don't think he'll ever be a top five quarterback, but he's on my honorable mention under 25.
I have Bo Nix as my outside of the top 25 list. I liked Bo Nix as a rookie. I've not been really impressed by him in his second year. I think these other five quarterbacks that I'm going to list to you guys have just been better, more consistent. I think potentially have a higher ceiling. So that's why I have Bo Nix slightly outside of my top five quarterbacks, 25 and under. Rob, where are you at?
I had Trevor Lawrence as honorable mention. I am not a Trevor Lawrence believer. And I mean, it's because I do the show with you every day and you tell me that he's not that guy.
But he's not that guy.
Trevor Lawrence, not bad. I don't want to miss anything like he's, you know, some bum. You could do worse.
He's still under 25 years old.
I think he turns 26 this season, right?
Yeah, during the season, he'll turn 26.
I feel like we've been talking about Trevor Lawrence for 8 years.
That's because he started in college 8 years ago.
He came into our lives in 2016 as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, if I was doing a draft between...
We can't laugh at how old Bo Nix is and Trevor Lawrence.
See, I thought Bo Nix was like 27. I just assumed because he was old coming out of college. I got to be honest, of our three honorable mentions, it's definitely not Trevor Lawrence for me. We have too much sample size between him and our two picks, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a believer in Trevor Lawrence. I haven't been a believer in Trevor Lawrence for quite some time.
This was my final year for Trevor Lawrence. No, thank you.
Do you think he's the quarterback in Jacksonville next year?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
His contract, yes.
His contract, yes, but if you watch Liam Cohn like react to Trevor Lawrence, he does not like him. That is a coach-quarterback divorce waiting to happen.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is Kyler Murray with better branding.
And taller.
Yeah, he's with better branding. All right, number five. I have Caleb Williams at number five. He's still a little bit of an enigma for me. I still think that Caleb Williams can play. I still like Caleb Williams. But I'm not as high on him as I was, let's say, a year ago where I was at. I still would take him over Bo Nix. I would take him over Trevor Lawrence just because of the upside and what I think he can potentially be. I admit he's a little bit shaky right now, but I think we're starting to see this group maybe isn't as consistent as we would want it to be. So I'm going to put Caleb Williams at my number five.
I have Caleb Williams at number five.
Okay.
So we're in lockstep. I don't think it's about the ability to play football. There's just something missing, and I don't know what it is. So whatever that is drops him down to number five, because I would say from a talent perspective, he's probably better than two of the other quarterbacks I have on my top five list. But there's something off about Caleb Williams, and I don't know what it is.
All right, so Caleb Williams is on my list, but he does not come in at number five for me. At number five, I have C.J. Stroud.
Oh, he must have Caleb Williams a little higher up on the list. And
I'm
very curious to hear where he has him on the list.
Where you have him.
You got Stroud at five.
So a lot of things you guys said about Caleb Williams, how I feel about Stroud. He had a really good rookie season, like really good. What has he done since then? I know he's hurt right now.
He made the playoffs last year.
I mean, he made the playoffs because they played in the AFC South last year. Like,
still has to make the playoffs. They were, they did 10 and 7?
10 and 7, 9 and 8. But it felt like we kept waiting for this next step. And it just feels like we're stuck in neutral. So he's not bad. Again, not bad. But I have him at 5 because it just feels like nothing's happening there.
So I have him at 4. And then that's the next number we're doing. So I have Stroud at 4. So I'm not that far behind you.
I have Stroud higher than 4.
I have Caleb Williams before, by the way, just for
okay,
all the
so Rob
page.
And I flip-flop. We'll hear who your forward is in a second. I think my...
Have you guys forgotten about this next quarterback? We'll talk about it.
We'll see. But I think the difference with Stroud is he has been gifted a bottom five offensive line in the NFL. He has one weapon in Nico Collins. Now that Tank Dell is down, Nick Chubb is not a legitimate running back in 2025. I think part of the Stroud argument is the argument that, C.Dot, you've been making for 24 months with Mahomes. He doesn't have any pieces around him. A defensive head coach, two offensive coordinators the last 2 years. I think Stroud is still very good, but I think the pieces around him are not good enough in comparison to the other people on this list.
That's why I still have Stroud very high on my list. I know Rob has given up on this quarterback. I have not. I have Brock Purdy at number 4. Brock Purdy is the most accomplished of any quarterback that we are discussing, and that is on this list. And when he has been healthy, Brock Purdy has played very, very well in San Francisco. I feel like we have moved on from Brock Purdy because of injury, but I still think if Brock Purdy can get healthy and get right for the second half of the season, I think San Francisco is as dangerous as any team in the NFC. So I have Brock Purdy at number 4 on my list.
Perfect transition, because I haven't been number three.
Yep. Beat me to it. I have Brock Purdy at three. I think Brock Purdy.
Now I'm curious who's going to be in your top three.
I thought one and two would be obvious in this game, but I have Purdy at three for all the same reasons you said. I feel good about Brock Purdy. Also, Brock Purdy kind of falls in that Trevor Lawrence category to me. He's turning 26 this year, but he is for now 25 and under.
Yeah, but he's got the best resume. Mm-hmm. He's got a Super Bowl appearance outside of last year when he was hurt and the whole team was hurt.
And he's been hurt this year, which
I would say, and you, hopefully you guys agree, he probably has the lowest ceiling of this group, but he's the best quarterback.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that Purdy is a really solid point guard. I don't think he can go like get you 20, but I think if you put him around the right team, I think he sets everybody up. I think Purdy is a more than capable quarterback. I think what we are noticing with a lot of these guys is we talk about ceiling, and I'm with you. He doesn't have a high ceiling. I think his floor is relatively high, and I think that matters. I think that counts. I think you know what you're going to get from a production standpoint every time he goes out there, but I think it's pretty valuable in the league.
I also think he has the best head coach of anybody on this list.
For sure.
Now, maybe you can argue Kevin O'Connell because I got J.J. McCarthy, who I am assuming you guys aren't going to have in your top three. But of the people we are listing, it's not D'Amico Ryans. I don't think it's Ben Johnson just yet. Kyle Shanahan is clearly the best coach on this list for a quarterback.
I have C.J. Stroud at number three. I am still very much a believer in C.J. Stroud's ability. I think a large majority of C.J. Stroud's problems are the pieces around him. I think they have given him a bottom three offensive line in the National Football League and told him to go make it work. That if Houston moves on from C.J. Stroud and he got a fresh situation like we saw Darnold eventually get, like we saw Baker Mayfield get, I think we would look at C.J. Stroud as a top eight quarterback in the league. I'm still very much in the C.J. Stroud business. I've got him as number three. If we are talking from a talent perspective, I think the only quarterback more talented than him under the age of 25 is Jaden Daniels.
My knock against Stroud, and again, I had him fourth, he's the only one who's not really mobile in this group. So I think he does get knocked for that. But to your point, I said the same thing. I think he has the worst weapons around him. He has one wide receiver, no running game, and a bad offensive line.
Like I said, I have Brock Purdy at three, so we can just transition to two here. Are we going to all have the same 1-2? Because I have Drake May at number two.
I have Drake May at number two as well.
I have Drake May at okay. number two as well. So we have the same 1-2 then.
Is it hard to argue? Is there an argument for anything not being Jaden Daniels 1, Drake May 2? You could probably argue Drake May 1, Jaden Daniels 2, but they've both played in the league for 2 years. One has a championship game appearance. I don't know how you rank Drake May over Jaden Daniels. The only argument would be durability. And we'll see.
I don't disagree with that. This would be the question I would ask about Drake May, and I think you have to ask the same question about Jaden Daniels as well. We all know that part of being a great quarterback is not doing it the 1 year. He is having a phenomenal season. But if we played this same game, let's say we go back a decade, we probably would argue Carson Wentz was number one on this list. Like, the start that Carson Wentz got off to was an incredible start. Like, we could find a lot of quarterbacks. There's a time that we thought very highly of Derek Carr, thought that he had a chance of being a really good quarterback. So this is that year. Is Drake May going to be able to replicate this in year three and year four? If that's the case, he's the top eight quarterback in the National Football League.
Probably higher than that.
You gotta do it consistently for me. So that's why at least I'm currently pumping the brakes on Drake May.
I am buying a lot of Drake May stock, like a lot. I feel like one of the knocks about Drake May is, oh, he's just the new flavor of the month. We didn't care about the Patriots last year because why on earth would you care about last year's Patriots? But you know what Drake May was doing? He was playing good football down the stretch in games that didn't matter. There's a reason that job was appealing to Mike Vrabel and others because they felt like they had the quarterback. You feel like you've checked the box. And this year he has come out with a better offensive mind and more weapons and a better offensive line and played really well. He's had 19 touchdowns this year. What, tied for sixth in the NFL as a second-year player leading the AFC? Like, I don't think he's Tom Brady. That's obviously too much to put on the kid, but I think he is extremely talented. And you're right. I was tempted to have May at one because of durability, but Jaden Daniels went to the NFC title game last year, which just makes him undeniable for me being number one.
I want everybody to go through their list one more time. My honorable mention quarterback. So we are doing quarterbacks 25 and under. My honorable mention quarterback was Bo Nix. So right outside the top five. Number five, Caleb Williams. Number four, Brock Purdy. Three, C.J. Stroud. Two, Drake May. And one, Jaden Daniels.
Honorable mention for me, J.J. McCarthy. Number five, Caleb Williams. Number four, C.J. Stroud. Number three, Brock Purdy. Number two, Drake May. Number one, Jaden Daniels.
I had my honorable mention was Trevor Lawrence. At number 5, C.J. Stroud. Number 4, Caleb Williams. 3, Bush Lightboy, Brock Purdy. Number 2, Drake May. And number 1, Jaden Daniels.
That is the boss man, Stephen Spector, joining us in studio to talk a little NFL quarterbacks. I know that's a topic that you love. You love talking
quarterbacks. I love NFL QBs.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.